Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Action learning. Well, action learning is a type of learning that encourages and focuses on learning by doing and evaluating the results afterwards. It's a very effective way of learning as it promotes many desired attributes, including critical thinking, collaboration, and in some people, bring out the leadership qualities within them. It's a particularly good way of working, especially as it can result in solutions being found for problems once thought unsolvable, and provide you with more insight into the subject as a whole, because you're forced to reflect on both the failures as well as the successes. The components of action learning. Action learning, unlike regular learning, doesn't jump to conclusions straight away. Instead, before you can tackle something, there's a process that you must go through first in order to make sure that when you do tackle this problem, you're as prepared as possible for any difficulties that may lie in your way. So what is this process you'll have to go through? Basically, it's question, identify, act, and reflect. Question, identify, act, and reflect. Questions. Before you tackle the problem at hand, it's best to figure out what the true nature of the problem really is. Ask questions with others that you're working with. Not only will it build bonds between you, but it'll also root out the actual problem rather than solving something that isn't actually an issue. Identify. Once you've identified and clarified the true issue, now is the time to identify certain solutions that will rectify that problem. This stage, again, asks you to converse, chat with, collaborate with your team members, identify the problem, and it allows you and your team to effectively pinpoint the issue and can prevent you from making mistakes in the future, which can cost time, effort, and resources. Act upon the issue. Fix what needs to be fixed. Solve what needs to be solved. If you've done the first two steps correctly and questioned what the problem could have been, then identified the true problem, then this stage should be fairly simple to complete, in the sense that you know exactly what needs to be done, rather than guessing like people who jump straight in. However, regardless of the outcome of your solution, there's still one more stage. Reflect. Think on. Reflecting on how successful your solution was is what separates action learning from other styles of learning. Let's assume that your solution worked and that the issue you had is no longer there. You should try to reflect on what caused the issue in the first place, how this occurred, and what can be done in the future to prevent it. On the other hand, if your solution fails, reflect on why it failed. Go back through the stages and think about the action you took, whether you really identified what the problem was, and if you ask the right questions in the first place. Once you've done that, go back to stage one and start again. So this is how action learning works. Not only do you find solutions to problems that are in your way, but you also analyse and reflect on your own learning, allowing yourself to strengthen your understanding. What are the benefits of action learning? Well, action learning has a multitude of benefits that allow you as an individual to grow, as well as helping your team grow and progress. And should you be part of an organisation or a business, they too will also benefit from this style of learning. So how can you benefit? What's in it for me? Well, the main benefit that acting learning gives you is that you're able to improve and enhance your own personal productivity and effectiveness. If you're working in a team, you'll need to pull your own weight. And by understanding that other people are relying on you, you'll be able to help them by helping yourself. Not only this, but public speaking and leadership qualities can be discovered and improved upon with action learning. Team working can be daunting and difficult for a lot of people. Public speaking can be difficult for those who struggle with shyness or are very introverted. So working in a small team that bonds well with each other can help to improve that quality. Not to mention that you might find yourself acting as the head of the group, with demanding more from people as well as encouraging and praising them when they do something right. It might not be noticeable at the time, but what you're doing there is showing that you have the capabilities to lead, something which can be enhanced through action learning. Speaking of teams, how can action learning help others? Well, as we've said, helping yourself by learning and making sure the work is done helps the team. Action learning greatly enhances your ability to work effectively and productively in a team. If you're showing signs of leadership, then you'll also improve management-based skills like organisation, delegation, and decision-making. And arguably, the best feature to come from working in a team is that you get to experience and develop awareness from multicultural teams, bettering not only your understanding in terms of a workforce, but also outside of the work. The main issue with working in a team is not everybody finds it easy or productive, but maybe you do, and all the others on your team don't. They can be uncooperative, unhelpful, even lazy. All of these factors play a part in how effective and efficient a team can be. So what makes a good team? Well, there are a few tips to make sure you do and a few traits to make sure you avoid them. Micromanagement. Micromanagement is useless, basically. Forget about it. It's unnecessary, irritating, and prevents the flow of original thought, as well as the process of learning by mistakes. If you feel yourself being micromanaged, the best thing to do is directly what they want and either explain to them why that is or isn't possible, or that what you're doing will lead to that. If you find yourself micromanaging someone else, stop it. What you're secretly doing by micromanaging is supporting the idea of dominance and a hierarchy. So hand over control, hand over the reins. Stop micromanaging everything and everybody, which have no place in team working. Working in a team is all about trust. So if you feel like you're being micromanaged, try to understand what they want from you. And if you are micromanaging others, let people make mistakes and then let them learn from it. After all, that's the best way to learn. Meetings. Oh gosh. Cut down on your meetings. Meetings are a useful tool to use in a team, but far too often meetings become pointless with the amount of useless information that's spread. Meetings should be kept short, with only vital information that needs to be shared coming to the conversation. Often now, you find there are no chairs in meeting rooms. You do standing meetings. They don't last very long, and they're very effective. Focus on the job in hand. Get the job done quicker. What about your frame of mind? You're at your most productive when you're in a good frame of mind, a good place, good attitude. If you don't know your team members, you don't trust them, and they don't trust you, then you're all going to have a big issue. Try to bond with your team. Small things like lunch breaks and music recommendations can help to improve this relationship. However, even if you do get on really well with all of your team, you're also just as capable of burning up as the next person. Make sure you keep a good level of work and pleasure. Don't take the work where it doesn't need to be. And that way you won't feel as though that's all you're thinking about 24/7. Small things make all the difference when it comes to working in a team. Looking out for each other, making sure you're not wasting time and that you're comfortable with your role and that all things and all people can make a good team great. If you make teams work successfully, efficiently and effectively, then there's no doubt that action learning can help the bigger picture by helping to improve the organisation or the business. When you're able to solve problems as an individual that's within a team effectively and efficiently, then the overall structure becomes more effective in its own performance. The business can become more effective in their achievements, setting the bar higher and higher, which can allow you and your team to quickly solve important barriers and issues that might hinder the ability to reach those achievements. And finally, if you work well and you're happy with what you're doing and who you're with, then they too will be happy. And if the team's happy, then superiors, managers, executives will also be happy. If everyone's happy, then this promotes a positive, trustworthy and enjoyable work setting where work itself can thrive. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.